Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest edition of Opinions Matter, I want to give a big shout out to two very loyal sponsors of our podcast, and they are Priscilla and Amy Granger. And we want to mention the book that they have brought out. It is called Safe. And Priscilla and Amy are the mother and daughter team behind Stop Domestic Violence in Ireland. Now, for the very first time, the two of them reveal the full extent of the abuse that they suffered, their escape, and journey from victims to campaigners after years of living in silence and fear. They teamed up with journalist Shane Doran to document their story, and it is a fascinating read. Now, recently, I sat down with Amy Granger, and Amy says that the book isn't just aimed at victims of domestic abuse.
People often say when you hear domestic abuse, it's aimed at people that go through domestic abuse. That is obviously the key that we want to get it out there to. But it's aimed at absolutely anyone, because I find have that conversation, regardless if you never go through domestic abuse or you never know someone that goes through it, you never know what could come down the line. You could know someone, a neighbour down the road or whatever, and you could hear maybe, you know, violence going on or whatever. And maybe that's the key. Hand that book to someone, and that could change someone's life forever.
If you would like to get your hands on a copy of this inspiring first-hand story for yourself, visit the website safe-thebook.ie, safe-thebook.ie, where you can purchase your copy in either paperback or ebook formats for just $14.99, with a portion of all proceeds going towards helping others escape and survive domestic abuse. The book, once again, is called Safe by Priscilla and Amy Granger. It's available at safe-thebook.ie. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, if you were listening to our recent edition of Opinions Matter, the podcast titled Mother in Tears on Air Over Trans Son's Horrific Bullying, this is a follow-on to that conversation. And this is why we're having this conversation. If you are gay, we have a simple question for you. When is the best time to come out? At what age is it the right time to reveal to friends, not necessarily family, that you are gay? And should someone who is of school-going age come out to school friends or wait a bit longer? Should a parent discourage their gay child from coming out while they're still at school for fear of bullying? And how widespread is homophobic bullying in school? Well, these are all the questions that we want answered. Anne is a lady I'll be talking to in just a moment, which isn't her real name, but she contacted us with her dilemma. Her son came out to her about 2 months ago at the age of 12. Now, deep down, Anne always knew from the age of 7 that he was gay, but it was only ever discussed with her husband. To quote Anne, a mother knows. Now, she says she's very proud of her son and the courage it took for him to come out, but now he wants to tell everyone. Now, bear in mind, this child is in primary school and won't be going to secondary school until September of next year. And I would love to hear from you. Our number is 085 825 2626. 085 825 2626. As I said, this is a kind of a follow-on to that recent podcast. It's the reason that Anne got in contact with us, because she is concerned about whether it is the right thing to do for a 12-year-old kid who's still in primary school to come out to everybody, to all and sundry. 085 825 2626. Now, Anne joins me on the line. As I said, Anne is not her real name, and we have disguised her voice to protect her identity, actually, more importantly, the identity of her 12-year-old son. And tell me a little bit about the story. Your 12-year-old son came out to you about 2 months ago. How exactly did he approach it?
Well, we were sitting down doing homework, and he says, "Mom, I've got something to tell you." So he says, "Mom, I think you know already." And in the back of my mind, it could have been anything. I mean, 12-year-olds these days. But he said, "I think you know." So I said, "Well, tell me. You can tell me anything, my boy." So he said, "Mom, I'm gay." So I actually laughed at it. I don't know if it was laughter or the shock or laughter. Just thank goodness he's actually come out. But I said, "My boy, I've known all along. You don't have to be. You don't have to be scared to tell me. I've known since you were very little." So
okay. So deep down, since he was a much younger boy, you kind of knew.
Yes, definitely. From about 7 years old, I always had a suspicion, and I didn't voice it. I only told my husband, and he said, "Well, you know, you can't say anything now." And I said, "Well, out of our four children, he's definitely going to be the one." So it was little things, and I'm not saying that every child that wants to wear their mom's shoes or put their mom's makeup on is going to turn out gay. It's just he was like that, and we'd always play with the girls and not the boys, and you know, there were little signs all along, and I just thought out of our four, he was going to be the one.
Okay, so it came as absolutely no surprise to you, really?
Not at all.
Okay, so it came as no surprise, but were you proud of him for telling you? Were you shocked that he told you at such a young age? I mean, 12 is fairly young.
I was, just to hear it out of his mouth, I was a little bit surprised. But I don't know, more shocked, because now what do I do with it? Now it's out. You know, now, you know, as a parent, you only want the best for your children. So now what do I do? So I don't know. It was a shock, but I said to him, you know, you can't say anything at school right now because of the whole bullying and stuff. And I just know at 12 years old, he knows for a fact he is. And what am I going to do with it? I have to help him.
And this is where you contacted us, because you sent us an email yesterday not knowing what to do. So he's still in primary school, and yeah. I'm assuming start secondary school come September.
No, it's another year, and then you'll start. So you'll actually start a little bit later. So you'll be at 13 when you start. I said to him, just wait until secondary school, because at that maturity, maybe the children will understand more. Because, I mean, at junior school, it can range from 6 years old till 12, you know. So you can't tell a six-year-old that they won't understand it. So that's why I came on to ask for this, for schools to be educated. But then when do you educate them? Because a six-year-old will never understand.
Okay, you know. So you've asked him to basically keep this to himself for now.
I hate to do it, but yes, I have. And so he says, "Okay, Mommy, two more years.
But he kind of wants to scream it from the rooftops, does he?
Oh, he does. He wants to tell everybody. He wants to tell his friends. He wants to tell his family, he wants to tell everybody. And I mean, I have told my close family, and they've said that they'll pray for him. And pray for him for what? You know, he is who he is. Yeah, I'm lost.
You sound very conflicted about it.
Well, I'm happy. I'm proud that he's come out. And I'm proud that he's stood up for who he is. But I've also said to him, keep quiet, which I hate to do as a mother, because I know, I mean, when he told me, something switched inside of him. He became this new light, this new excitement in him. Like, oh, like relief. Like he can talk about it to somebody. And then he actually came to me after a day at school, and he said that the children, he fell playing football, and one of the children said, "Oh, you're so gay." And he came home, he said, "Mommy, why would they say that? Do they know?" I said, "No, my boy, it's just something that they say, you know." And that's also wrong. It's like, it's almost saying, if you're weak, you're gay. It's not that.
Your main worry, Anne, is that he might get bullied or that other kids in primary school won't understand. Which is it? Or is it both?
Both. It's definitely both. It's both. I don't want him to not have friends because of. I don't want him to feel that he's so different. I mean, it's a sexual identity. The straight boys, they don't go around talking, saying that they want girls. You know? So it's, he must, I don't know. I just want him to be himself, and I want him to be able to be accepted and loved and for the person he is, not his sexual identity.
And are you even concerned, or are you in any way concerned about when he gets to secondary school, about what it's going to be like?
I'm very concerned. Very, you know, children are so influential. Then, you know, is he going to develop this identity crisis? What's wrong with him? All these questions that he's going to have, and that he has now, he's going to have then. And I said to him, "I promise you, my boy, you'll find a group of friends that are more mature. They will be understanding, and they'll accept it. They won't, you know, he won't." I'm hoping. I don't even know.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. You may be hoping that they'll be a little bit more grown up and a little bit more mature, but that's obviously a concern that they may not be.
Exactly. So
I'm going to take
it. Right now, I know he cannot. Children, just the way they talk about, you know, if the lead in their pencil breaks, they say, "Oh, that's gay." You know, they use it as a way to describe something that's not right or broken. And it's
okay.
And
we do have some professional advice for you in a couple of minutes, but before that, I'm going to take some calls from our listeners.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing board or Miro Board?
Drawing board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You're listening to the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy, recorded at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. We've been talking with Anne, and we're continuing to talk to Anne about her 12-year-old son. And she's asking, basically, when is the right time for a child to come out in public? He came out to her a couple of weeks ago, and she's concerned because he now wants to tell everybody. Remember, the child is still in primary school and won't be going to secondary school until September of next year. Now, Nikolai, you didn't come out until you were in college.
I knew from, like, you know, I'd say maybe 11, 12, but I don't know, it wasn't ever something that I, like, really felt I needed to, like, kind of just say to anyone unless it was, like, needed. So I didn't actually really come out to a lot of people until I actually had a boyfriend.
Right, and that was when you were in college?
Yeah, that was my second year of college.
Okay.
In my first year of college, I told a few friends that I was gay before I had a boyfriend, but, like, in secondary school, I didn't come out to any, like, I haven't said anything to anyone.
And do you regret not telling people earlier? You say you knew also since about the age of 12.
Yeah, no, like, I do, honestly. I do, like, regret, like, I kept it in, but it was just at the time, again, maybe just because I'm not really the kind of person, I never really felt the need to, like, just say things for the sake of it, I guess. And I all kind of thought, okay, well, unless I'm being asked, like, if I was asked, I wouldn't have lied. But I never was.
But you never were, yeah.
It was never something that I felt like, oh, I have to just go and say it to anyone, you know?
So what would you advise Anne? Anne has told her son certainly not to say anything to anybody until he's in secondary school, which is in September of next year. Is that good advice, or should she let the young fellow shout it from the rooftops because he wants to?
I mean, I'd say maybe until secondary school. Cause, I mean, in primary school, I mean, a lot of people would be a lot younger, and I'm not sure maybe in primary school. I know if I had said it in primary school, I don't think a lot of people would have even understood at that time.
Do you think that secondary school students, he's starting secondary school next year, he's going to be a little bit older than the rest of his class, isn't that right, Anne? He'll be a little bit old.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Do you think, Nikolai, that secondary school students in first years, so we're talking about 12, 13-year-olds, are they equipped enough to accept and be tolerant towards that sort of information?
I'd honestly probably say a lot of them, yeah. Like I say, it's changed even since I was in secondary school. It seems to have changed quite a lot, like even with that age. Like, I mean, I'm sure you're always going to get a few people who don't, who have, you know, have it out for you. But I'd say for the most part, yeah, like I said, I, thinking back, like I could have come out a lot earlier and like I probably wouldn't have received any or really much, you know, backlash because all of my friends from secondary school, they have no problem with it now. So I doubt they would have back then either.
But then I assume by the time you got to college in your second year and you came out then, it wasn't an issue at all, was it? Or was it?
No, it really isn't.
All right, let me read out a couple of your messages. This one says, I'd advise not talking about it in school. Children have always been more cruel than adults are in the real world. He will most likely be bullied. He is so young, he can't fully understand his sexuality or what he will want to be for the rest of his life. He has most likely seen this on YouTube being glamorized and wants to shout it out because he believes that all kids in his school will be like people he sees online. If he grows up and still has these feelings, then go for it. Tell everyone he wants to. But at least he will be that bit older and his peers will be that much older and he will hopefully have a strong family and friend base to support him. But for now, it's too early and will only hurt him. What do you say to that, Anne? It's too early and will only hurt him.
Unfortunately, that it may very well be true. But it's, I mean, I live with my child every day. I see the pain in him. He just wants to tell people, and I keep on telling him. I even use the words, keep your mouth shut, you know, and it pains me to say that. It really, really, really does. But for his own benefit, I think that unfortunately that person is correct. He can't until his peers are more mature and accepting.
All right, let me read another message. Just listening to your topic at the moment, I came out to my mam when I was 17. I had known since I was about 15. I lived a happy life keeping it to myself, but I do feel more comfortable now that my family knows. I've only told my close family that I live at home with. I haven't told any of my friends and don't feel I need to right now. I think if the person is not ready to come out to the world, then they shouldn't have to. I also think it depends on the people around you, your family and friends. If you feel you can't come out to people around you, then you don't have to. At the end of the day, you are who you are and you can't change that. So your happiness is what matters most. But this is where you have the dilemma, Anne, that your 12-year-old did come out to you very bravely, but he also wants to tell everybody.
Yes, that's exactly it.
And that's the difference.
I don't have the answer, unfortunately.
Mm.
Yeah.
It is an extremely difficult one. Danielle, what did you want to say on this?
Just first of all, fair play to the lady for standing by her son and being so...
Sorry, Danielle, are you on speakerphone or whatever? It's very, very tiny.
Yeah, I just take it off. Sorry, hold on. I was just saying thanks, fair play to the lady for standing by her son. And, you know, it's very hard.
Hard to deal with, but at the same time, you know, who should be tolerant? Should he be the one that has to keep his mouth shut, or should other people keep their mouth shut and let him be who he is? I have a brother who's gay, and he was 18 when he told my mum. I knew before he had told my mum. I think my mum knew too, but he also had a friend around the same age, and for some people it gets weird if they're workplace or if they're in secondary, but for others it doesn't, because my brother's friend worked for a phone company, a mobile phone company, and has bullied in work because he was gay. You know, it's just ignorance of other people. there's nothing wrong with the lady's son, there's nothing wrong with my brother or his friend. They're gay, so what? You are who you are. It's other people's instincts. And I can understand as a child, it's very hard to deal with someone like that. It's a hard predicament to be in because he does go and tell everybody. You know, school kids can't, but work people can be nasty. I think we have to kind of, like, my kids know they're 7 and 8. They know they have a gay uncle. And I said to them, if you ever say anything in school and people say that that's wrong, I said, you just tell them that that's their opinion, but that's not how you think.
Mm.
And my kids are 7 and 8.
So okay, so Anne's dilemma, and she feels really guilty about this, is telling her child to keep his mouth shut for now. She thinks that's in his best interest, even though she's proud of him, she's no issue with it. But she thinks it could make his life a little bit more difficult if he does start telling people who don't understand.
It is a bit of a catch-22 because it's like nobody educates the kids on, you know, LGBT. Like, you know, so therefore in school, they haven't got an idea. So if someone, if that young boy goes in and says, hi, I'm gay, like they're going to go, that's different. And then next minute they're slagging and blah, blah, blah. You know, that is the hard point. But do you let your son be quiet and be, if he wants to share, do you say be quiet, you know, and not let him be who he is?
But I think from, I don't want to put words into your mouth, Anne, but I think from your point of view as a parent, it's kind of, you can't put an old head on young shoulders, and you can see the potential pitfalls if he does start telling everybody.
Yes, exactly.
I can totally see that too. I do, Anne, but I also think as well, like, maybe it's just because of the way I say it to my kids, but I think it means a lot of parents, me personally, should just be kind of like, everybody is who they are. And unfortunately, that's why I say it's the ignorance of other people. Then your son has to stay quiet. You know, it is a catch-22 situation. Because you do feel proud, I can hear that you are, but you're also worried that someone's going to give him grief and hassle. And I've seen it in an adult. The guy who works for the phone company over in England, like, it ended in tragedy, you know, where my brother never got picked on. You know, that you see where it goes, but it's not the school.
Now, I know one of the things that you did point out, Anne, and you did include in your email that you sent in to us, was that there is a LGBTI national youth strategy has been launched by the government. You obviously hope that that will help to educate young people that it is perfectly okay to be gay and that we shouldn't discriminate against people who are gay.
Yes, no, definitely. I even read it again this morning, and but it doesn't state whether they're going to implement it in junior school or secondary school. So that's also, I mean, you can't educate a six-year-old child on LGBTI because they won't understand what sexual identity, and you also don't want to put thoughts in their head that they don't comprehend yet, you know. So I think hopefully they will implement it in secondary school, and by then he will be in secondary school, and hopefully by then
it'll be okay for him to tell everybody. Okay. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message that's just come in to us.
Hey, Adrian. My heart absolutely breaks for that lady and her son. The year of 2019, where you can't come out, and as young as 12, like, that kid, to know that he's that's who he is, and he's so sure of it, like, and he's so proud of it, that's heartbreaking, not to be able to say that, like, loud and proud. But unfortunately, it's the reality we're faced with. I think she's dead right for protecting him, and he understands. He doesn't seem to be holding it against her, for her saying that to him, because he knows himself. And it's horrible to think that parents might still have to do that these days, to prevent their child from being bullied. But that is the reality of it, and it's something that I don't think will go away for a long, long time.
And that obviously is Anne's main worry. Anne, that lady in her message said that he understands, but does he understand why you've told him to keep it to himself?
Yes, he does. He does. And you can even see it for himself. I mean, when I said that he was playing football and then he fell on the ground and hurt his leg, and one of his friends said, oh, you're being so gay. I mean, he understood. He came straight home and he explained the story, and he doesn't understand why they would equate being gay to hurting your leg. You know, he understands, but, and also I'm very open with him. and he can talk to me about absolutely anything. And yeah, so that's it.
Okay, let me go to County Kildare, and Janet is on the line in Kildare. How are you?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
The advice that I would give that lady would be to hold back, maybe on. I mean, making a big announcement and, you know, no,
that's what she has. Yeah, that's what she has done. Yeah.
And I would agree with that. I mean, he's 12. Teenagers, they go through a lot of emotional changes when they're at that age. I have two teenage daughters myself, so I know, you know, how much they can fluctuate. You know, one minute, you know, this is what they are. And especially there's a lot of pressure, I think, on teenagers today to kind of, I don't know why, but affirm. And, you know, everyone has to pick what sexuality they are. And there's so many choices now in front of our kids today. And they and there is pressure on them to announce what they are nowadays. I mean, I see with my own two girls. And I mean, that changes every week, Adrian, you know. And I'm not dismissing how that young guy feels. I mean, obviously he's feeling what he's feeling, but that's not to say that that is not going to change for him as he goes through puberty. I mean, he's only 12. He's only really at the start and kind of figuring out, you know, who he is and what he is. And it is going to change for him. So I would say to that mom to be there, support him. Nobody's saying to, you know, say anything negative towards him, but just to kind of leave it lie for a bit and see where he goes himself in the next, I mean, 5 years. I mean, how long is he going to be going through puberty? And they do change. So, you know, I just do think there's a lot of pressure on teenage. I mean, if he comes to the end of his puberty into his adulthood and he still feels that way.
You want him to keep it to himself until he's 16 or 17?
No, I don't mean keep it to himself, Adrian. I mean, yes, have to support and talk to his mum, his family, but don't. Because, I mean, if he comes out.
That's like hiding something that you're ashamed of.
It's not hiding. I never used the word ashamed, Adrian. I know you didn't. So, I mean, you don't put that in my mind. I didn't say he should be ashamed. What I'm saying
so
is
shouldn't
that
he be allowed. This young fella wants to shout from the rooftops that he's gay.
Again, I think it's an age thing, Adrian. If he was in his adulthood and he was sure of himself, he's 12. You know, I mean, as I said, again, teenagers go through lots of different changes through puberty. You know, I've seen, as again, I said, I've seen it with my own teenage girls.
And you're absolutely certain that this isn't like a phase he's going through, that you're...
No, I'm not absolutely certain.
No, that's not you. Sorry, that was directed at Anne. You're fairly certain this isn't a phase he's going through or something that he might mature out of or whatever.
Well, I'll give you a little example. A very pretty little girl came to the house to ask my son to come and play, and he was actually playing at the time. And so when he came back, I said to him, and who was a girl? So he goes, Mom, I like boys, not girls. Oh, and then I'm like, okay, he knows. He's 100% certain that he does not want a girlfriend. He wants a boyfriend.
Okay, I'm going to take a very quick break and I'll be back to you for one or two final calls, including some professional advice on how best to deal with this. We're back in just a moment.
Voted Irish Current Affairs Podcast of the Year. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Let's have a listen to this WhatsApp voice message.
Adrian, that lady sounds very dismissive. I think that kid knows himself, his sexuality, and I can't see that changing through puberty. My brother came out as gay when he was 15,
while he was still going through puberty, and he is 28 now and is due to get married to his partner, who is male. So I can't see his sexuality changing. I don't understand what that lady is saying.
Okay, and that was for that caller, Janet, who was on a couple of minutes ago. Trevor's in Eden Derry in County Offaly.
How are you doing?
Good, thanks, Trevor. You agree with Anne's approach here of discouraging her young fella from shouting it from the rooftops for now?
For now. Support him 100% in his sexuality.
Which he is do. I have to say, Anne, an awful lot of parents and an awful lot of people are contacting us to tell us how proud you should be of yourself for the way in which you're dealing with it and supporting your son. But Trevor, is there ever a right time?
There is a right time. I believe when he's maybe in the middle of secondary school, at the start of secondary school and things like that, kids can be horrible little, I won't use the word, bees, you know what I mean? And there could be threats on Facebook, there could be threats on social media, you know what I mean, blah, 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 blah. The last thing you'd want is the child to be, you know, contemplating suicide because the way he's being bullied, there's been enough of that on social media as it is already.
I'm sorry,
you know what I mean?
Sorry, but he has. That's what actually brought me to ask for external help, is because he, one day, and I promised I wouldn't get emotional, one day he came to me and he said, Mom, where will I go if I die? And that for me, I can't even comprehend that.
Oh, God, yeah. Okay. So it's for that reason that you've reached out. Yes. So, Trevor, you think that with all of that potential bullying, I do think our young crowd today are a little bit more tolerant, a little bit more understanding than they would have been when we were kids. But perhaps not enough yet. Is that your point, Trevor?
Yeah. You'll always get one or two bad eggs in a school. No matter what, school it is. It could be in Blackrock, it could be in Finglas, it doesn't matter where they are. You'll always get one or two bad eggs that are going to bully and harass a child over their sexuality. So I just advise the mother just to say, you know, look, wait till you're 15, 16 and your friends are a little more open to your views rather than having maybe fourth or fifth year students in secondary beating them up or sending them threats on Facebook or things like that, you know. So.
All right, but Tynan, by contrast, you disagree with Anne's approach. This young man wants to shout it from the rooftops. What, you think he should be allowed to?
I think society's changed an awful lot, and I think kids are a lot more accepting, especially in light of what we've gone through over the last few years.
I would agree with you when it comes to maybe 16, 17, 18-year-olds. I'm not so sure about 12 and 13-year-olds.
Yeah, but you have to give me a little bit more credit than that. The problem I would have is this kid is very confident and has taken a huge, brave step. It takes a lot of people years to pluck up the courage to come out. He's been assertive enough to come to his mother, which is fantastic, and Anne has handled it very well. But I'd be concerned that by asking him to keep it quiet, I think it's a very old-fashioned approach to us, because we are still thinking of, oh, protect. I was that child. I was bullied from 5 years of age. People were calling me gay. I didn't know what gay was, but people were calling me gay. If I had been the person that I am now, back then, I would have been, and I was able to come out and be confident about being gay, which it sounds like this kid is able to do. Well, then we should encourage it, because he's going to
But sorry, Tynan, this young man, we just found out a moment ago from his mother, has also talked about dying. Now, that concerns me greatly.
Absolutely concerns me too. And this is why we as adults shouldn't be trying to encourage kids to suppress something that they are.
Okay, the fear is, and I know we all like to think we're all totally inclusive and everything now, which, you know, in the main we are. However, I don't know if you were bullied as a teenager. I was. Over the most stupid of things, and it made my childhood in secondary school absolutely miserable. Now, I never contemplated taking my life or anything, but it was miserable. And I think what Anne is concerned about is that this young fella might be in any way bullied and feel so down on himself that he mentions things like death.
But having been in that position where I was suicidal, where I was bullied about being gay, I wasn't out. I would have liked to have the encouragement from my support network. If I was out, at least I could turn to somebody and go, yeah, I am gay, so what? When you are suppressing it and taught to suppress it, and it's made into a thing that it shouldn't be, it's still, we still have this stigma of it's an adult thing, I think, and I think it is slowly starting to change. But this child is confident; it knows that he's gay, and I think if he had the strength to go, okay, well, you can tell people, that's fine, and if they call him gay, he goes, yeah, so what? Where does the bully go from there? Yeah, it'll still call him gay, but sure, at least...
But sure, he knows that already, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the suppression and the teaching of adults of, no, don't say anything. You're making that into a stigma. You're creating that issue. And I think you're amplifying the need for kids to feel different about themselves. Don't. Let them embrace it. And then maybe they won't be so miserable.
Let me just bring in one last call. And we've contacted the organisation Belong To. And Maninia Griffith is from the youth services at Belong To. You've heard Anne's dilemma. 12-year-old boy has come out to her, wants to tell the whole world, and Mammy is saying, not yet. He's still in primary school. What's the best thing to do here?
Well, I think first of all, what I would say to Anne is that she's not alone, and there's lots of services there for her and to support her and her son. First of all, I think it's really important that she reaches out to us. We have a counselling service, a free counselling service available with our partners in Pieta House. And if she rings the number 01620020, she can make an appointment for herself and her son to come in and speak with the counsellor here. And I think that's probably the most urgent thing for her to do, given that he's disclosed that he's feeling suicidal and he's been thinking about this. So that's.
Well, I don't know if he has said he's suicidal, and but he has mentioned what would happen. Yes. Where do I go if I wasn't here or something like that.
Yeah. So, but the you know, talking about that kind of stuff, he's obviously thinking about it. So it's really important that she reaches out and gets that support. And this is not an uncommon a feeling for young people, especially when they're coming out. 12 is actually the most common age for a young person to come out to themselves, but 14 is the most common age for them to come out to somebody else. So I think it's incredibly encouraging, and I think he needs to be congratulated, as does Anne, that they have a really close relationship and that he is confident enough to come out and tell her. And that is usually a really good sign in terms of health and well-being, and in terms of you know, resilience, and that when a young person comes out, the stress, the anxiety that they're feeling usually reduces. So that's all really positive.
The support that this young man is receiving from his mother is fantastic as well.
Hugely important.
Is that something that you would consider going for?
Yes, definitely. I'd appreciate it. I'll go look on the website and get the phone numbers.
Yeah.
Could I have that phone number again, Maninia, please?
Sure. It's 01620 0020. So that's Pieta House, Dublin South, and you just ring and say that you want to book an appointment for an LGBT youth counselling service, and you can get support yourself. There's a wonderful organisation called Loving Our Out Kids, run by parents who have LGBT children themselves. You can find their details on our website as well, belongto.org, and you get yourself some support as well. I think it's important to know as well that schools have an obligation to ensure that there's a positive school climate. That's primary and secondary schools.
But unfortunately, Maninia, they may have a positive environment, but it still doesn't prevent, unfortunately, some of the bullying that does go on.
I agree, and that's why it's really important, I suppose, you know, maybe for Anne to come in and have a conversation with the counsellor, but also she can make an appointment to talk to one of our youth workers here. I obviously don't know all the facts.
There is no hard and fast rule as to whether this little young boy should tell all his friends or not. Well, something that Anne needs to... It needs to take further and needs to go for counselling to find out more.
It's it's an individual case. I mean, generally, we would advise parents not to say to a young person, not to tell people, because it reinforces that there's something stigmatizing, something wrong. I totally get the protection factor. But there's other ways around that. You can go in and talk to the school. You can talk to them about their anti-bullying procedures. There's training and resources available to schools. There's anti-bullying campaigns that schools can run. You know, the hiding can be very harmful for a young person, and like I said, it can internalize that message that there's something wrong and shameful, and that's where the risk around mental health problems and self-harm and suicide.
So this is something that Anne needs to do sooner rather than later. Nina Griffith from Belong to Youth Services, thank you very much indeed for joining us. That number again, Anne, is 01 62 000 20.
Thank you, Anne.
Firstly, I hope you do follow up on that and do take up that offer from Maninia. But secondly, I wish you the very best with your young man. You sound like a great mother. He sounds like a great young fellow as well, I have to say. And let's get you to go to that counselling and deal with it in a way that's best for him.
Yes, certainly. Thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure talking to you, Anne, and thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, before we wrap this up, I want to bring in some more WhatsApp voice notes. This is Trish.
Anybody ever think that maybe this young fella wants to come out because they're all talking about girls and what girl they like, and maybe he just feels like if they knew that he was gay, that maybe they'd be more understanding and that he could feel more included with his friends. Also, I don't blame the man, because it depending on the area that you're in, I mean, kids nowadays still use quite offensive terms when it comes to gay people. So, for all you know, there could be kids in the school that still use those terms, and she's afraid that he'd be called bad names or being ridiculed for it. So, no harm coming out and saying that you're gay if that's what he really feels he wants to do, and all she can do is support him if he does get bullied. Let him feel included with his friends. Say he doesn't like girls. He's gay. So what?
And one final WhatsApp voice note from Dermot.
Adrian, I'd just like to ask, why does that young lad feel that he has to come out to his friends in school? Like, I mean, the rest of his classmates don't feel the need to proclaim their heterosexuality, so why does he need to proclaim that? I mean, it's his own business. Fair play to him. Do you know what I mean? Doesn't hit the ground telling everybody. You know, school is cruel.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your message, and thank you all of you for getting involved in this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you enjoy the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the little bell icon on Spotify, and that way you'll be notified the next time we upload a new episode of Opinions Matter. Thanks very much indeed for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Opinions Matter. Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with Privacy Mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course, present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again! Now, you're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing Board or...
Miro. All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's won.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.